guys! Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I'm Isabel, and good morning, good afternoon, good day to everyone listening. How are you all? I hope you're good. I'm fine. And today is a special day. It's my birthday. It's Feb 26. You're gonna be listening to this on the day itself. Don't worry. And since it's my birthday, I'm turning 18. In today's episode, it will be 18 wishes. And at the end of this episode, I have a little announcement. So stay tuned. Don't skip. And yeah, today I have my coffee. It's almost finished. Sad. But it's Vietnamese coffee and I invented a new combo. It's espresso plus a teaspoon of condensed milk, and then I mix those, and then I put cold water and ice. So it's like iced Americano na may konting condensed milk. And yeah, it's really good. The coffee beans are from Vietnam. We got it from the Saturday market in our village. It's really good. So if you're listening to this, you should grab your coffee and let's have a talk. Okay, 18 wishes. Number one, safety. Safety for my family, myself, my friends, my relatives, the whole country, everyone actually. It's hard to stay safe, especially right now in this health crisis. You're trapped in your room, so it's hard to stay mentally healthy. And there's a lot of protocol because of the virus, so it's also hard to stay physically healthy. So I wish everyone is staying safe and this thing will be over soon because it's not funny anymore. Number two is to get into the college, to the university rather, and course that I really, really want. To be honest, choosing the course that I want was not easy. So I started worrying about this last year, grade 11, because of course you had to prepare and all that. And it changed like more than 10 times in the span of 1 year. Like before, I wanted BS Psych, AB Psych, Development Science, Behavioral, and all that. But then, I got to the bottom of it. I wanted Interdisciplinary Studies, which is only available sa Ateneo. So, I hope I get an Ateneo because they have the course that I want. So, I hope I get into Ateneo and get the course that I really want, which is Interdisciplinary Studies. If you don't know about that, just research. Okay, number three, for Pringles, our dog, to live longer. She's 15 years old right now. She's turning 16 this year, this July. And whenever we take her out to the mall or somewhere, wherever we go, and strangers see her and ask her about her age, they always respond to the, ay, buhay pa yan. Diba the lifespan of a dog is what? 10 years? Which annoys us and pisses us off because our dog will live forever because we're taking good care of her. Okay, number four, to have a better and stronger relationship with God. I mean, our family, we're Christian and we're religious naman, but then there are really times that your spirituality is dry, there's spiritual dryness, and it's really hard to avoid that, especially if you don't have these like face-to-face worship and activities, the service and all that. So yeah. Number five, guys, this is important, please listen. To all the Filipinos listening, if you are able to vote by May 2022 or March, not sure. Please register to vote. It's important. It's a responsibility, guys. I post that a lot on my Facebook and Twitter. I even posted like steps and the procedure and tips. So please register. I already registered last year, October 2020, and it didn't take that long. It was very easy. So you should go if you're, I think, 18 by May 2022. I think the registration will end this year, September. Okay, number six is to travel a lot. I know that may sound iffy, this situation, but when this is all over, I really want to travel. It's really hard for our family because we love to travel and we can't do that now because of the pandemic. So I really hope that by the end of this COVID, we get to travel a lot and, you know, explore, do adventures. Yeah. Number seven. In the future, I wish I can be vegetarian. I don't think I can be vegan because I can't give up cheese and milk. Even if it's almond milk. Even if it's vegan cheese. I don't think I can give up real cheese. So, vegetarian alone. And it's hard. That's why I'm saying in the future, especially, I don't do the groceries. I don't cook all the time. We still have helpers who cook for us once in a while. And not everyone in our family is open to being a vegetarian. Like, my sister cannot give up meat. I don't think my mom can give up dairy. And yeah, it's really hard. Kaya in the future na lang. I tried being pescatarian for like more than a year. Like, pescatarian, like no red meat. So I can only eat seafood and white meat, chicken, yun. Number eight, be successful in terms of career, family, and life in general. Being successful to me kasi being happy with what I'm doing and being passionate with what I'm doing. So, yeah, being happy with the career I'll have in the future. And being happy with the family. Yun. Number nine. Okay, we're halfway na. Number nine. Serve the country and be a voice to those who cannot be heard or to those who are silent. It's important to help with the development of the country, especially the Philippines right now. It's kaya in our own little ways, we can help boost the economy, the society, with speaking up, being informed, which is related to my 10th wish, is to educate myself about the world, the society, and the community, and be updated with the news because it's important, especially if I want to serve the country. Because I want to be, if not a lawyer, then work in the Supreme Court. But then I think you need to be a lawyer in order to work in the Supreme Court. Kaya, yun. Basta I want to work sa my government and public affairs area. That's why I'm starting small, like, right now. Being informed with the news, speaking up, and all those. So, we are in number 11. But before I move on, let's take a break. Okay, number 11. To study more about the coffee, like the beans, the grounds, the machines, espresso, French press, cold brew, the drip thingy. I don't know, I really love coffee and I really want to learn more about that because that's something I would be interested in. Number 12, to stay fit. I mean, right now, it's easy for me to do that because I train, I'm an athlete. I'm still high school, so I still do cheer. So we train thrice a week. Even in this pandemic, we have online training. So that's what keeps me fit, physically healthy also. That's the only time I exercise and work out. So I hope I get to stay fit even after cheer. And yeah. Number 13. 13 na ba ako? Yeah, 13. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. That's always been my motto. You only live once. Be happy, girl. Like, just ignore all the negativity around you because that's not worth your time. You only have, like, a few years on Earth. So, you should be happy. Do not give a damn. Ignore the toxicity around you. It's not worth it. 14. Be kind and good. Be a good person. Be generous. I mean, I'm not saying I am not right now. But I hope I stay even more generous and kinder in the future. Number 15, this may sound petty, but heal my back pain. If you guys don't know, I mean, of course you don't know because only my family knows. I have back problems. Like, I haven't made the checkup yet, but we've been planning for a year already. Never siya natutuloy. But my back hurts all the time. Every second. And I think I got it from cheer. Maybe from lifting or gymnastics. But I don't have a cure right now. But what keeps it like better is I have a massage bed in my room. And para siyang, it's parang basta massage balls that massages your back. It's really helpful. It's actually in my mom's room before, but then she doesn't even use it, so I got it. Really helps my back. Because right now, I can't do massages because the COVID and all. That's why my massage bed is, helps me with my back pain. Also, since I have these back issues, sleeping position is important to me because I don't want to wake up having really, really bad backache. So that's sad. I hope that heals very soon. Number 16, make new friends and be more social. Ako kasi, I like staying with the circle of friends I am comfortable with. I mean, it can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. But then, I just wanna meet new people, talk to more people, be more social. And it's hard right now because I'm not even going anywhere. I'm just at home. How do I meet people? So yeah, I want to be more social and go outside of my comfort zone. Number 17, it relates to being more social. Be more confident. Yun nga. Step outside my box and be more confident with the way I speak, with the way I present myself, because by the end of the day, no one has the right to judge me. Period. Okay, the last one. Number 18 is for this podcast to be successful. I've been dreaming, I've been wanting to have my own podcast for so long. I listen to a lot of podcasts, if you don't know. I probably don't listen to music anymore, to songs anymore. I just listen to podcasts and explore because I get entertained but at the same time informed, and I want to do the same. So I hope this podcast will grow eventually. Okay, that's my 18 wishes. And to the announcement, diba I said kanina that I have a little announcement. it's gonna be my new schedule. So, kasi diba, and before this episode, I upload my recordings whenever I have time lang. Which is really bad because it's really unorganized. Like, there are times na I upload days after days. Like, consistently. But there are times na there's a week gap. There's a week na I don't upload. Basta, it's really not organized. That's why I have a new podcast plan. So, I'm gonna be uploading every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So, that will start next week. Monday, March 1. Since I'm uploading this on a Friday. Okay, so, para mas more organized, on Monday, it will be life story. So, basically, personal experiences. I can invite my friends or my siblings. And it's It's basically spilling the tea. So, para more unique, drop the jams. So, yun, drop the jams about my life. I'm gonna share my life experiences and all that. Okay? On Wednesdays, it's gonna be motivational tips, guides, advices. Yun. And on Saturdays, since Mondays and Wednesday, I'm probably gonna plan for those. Saturday, it's gonna be like a freedom day. No specific topic. Spontaneous. I'll just record without anything on mind. And then, yun, it will be spontaneous. And also, aside from that, I'll have a weekly recap. So, this is Saturday, so the week, it's the weekend da. So, I have a weekly recap. And I'm calling it Saturday Traffic Hits. Ang cheesy ng mga title, but then it's really cool and funny. So Saturday Traffic Hits, red light, what made me stop to do this week, yellow light, the things I was hesitant in doing, green light, what made me motivated to do. So yun, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Also, I'm recording a video version of this because I'll be uploading on YouTube and it's starting today. So you can go subscribe and check this out on YouTube, the Filipina Journey Podcast. I'll be uploading this episode also. And basta, I'll put more about this, more infos, more updates. Sa description na lang sa Spotify or Anchor or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. And since I have a new, since there's a video version of this, you should go to it right now and look at the podcast that I have. It's new. This is the first time I'm using it. It's because I told my mom already about my podcast. She was very happy. I was surprised that she was very interested about it. But with that, she surprised me with this podcast set. It had the V8 live sound card. It had mic and headset. So that's really fun. I'm still exploring on it right now. And yun, nag-level up yung podcast. Okay? That's the end of this episode. That's it. I hope you enjoyed. Greet me a happy birthday. That's it in today's episode. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey Podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast. If you have any podcast suggestions or questions, send me an email at thefilipinajourney@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at Isa Veracruz or Twitter at Veracruz Isa. That's it, and see you in the next episode. Bye!